You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm very excited to share with you an interview I did yesterday with a very cool band called the Linda Lindas. They've just put out their first album called Growing Up, and it's fantastic. You'll have heard plenty of the songs here on The Bee, but if you don't know much about the group, they are four friends and relatives as well. Two of the girls are sisters, one is their cousin, and then the other is their close family friend. They are Lucia De La Garza, who plays the guitar. She's 15. Mila De La Garza, she plays the drums, and she's only 11. Eloise Wong is the bassist. She's 13 years old. And Bella Salazar is the guitarist, and she is 17 as well. They went viral a couple of years ago, just last year actually, for doing a fantastic performance of their song Racist Sexist Boy at the California Public Library. And they had become a band through various kind of girls rock initiatives over in the States. They'll tell you a little bit about that in just a minute. And they'd been making music together as friends for a wee while, but it wasn't until about 3 years ago that the idea of actually being a band came to be. I was so stoked to be able to chat to them because they are the kind of group I wish had existed when I was a teenager, and I'm super stoked that they exist now for people growing up and trying to get into that music space. So let's have a listen to their track Nino to start us off. This is about their fantastic Cat, and then we'll hear from the band. Congratulations on the album. How are you feeling now that it's out in the world and people are listening to it?
Like, it's really great. Yeah.
It's just like kind of unbelievable that we did it. I mean, it took a while to come out. We were like really impatient, that's true. And then it came out and we were like, yes! I don't know, that's all we can ask for, you know, that to be able to like put out songs and that people are enjoying them, and that's really fun. Yeah.
It's a funny time to be putting out music in the pandemic, and I think it's amazing that you guys have managed to not only put out an album but basically start your whole band in the middle of the pandemic. Was it a strange time to be trying to write music together in different bubbles and lockdown? Was that hard?
Well, actually, before we hadn't really written anything except for Claudia Kishi. So the pandemic is kind of where we learned to write, you know?
So we learned to write separately, and now we're trying to learn how to write together.
It was like weird because we didn't have anything to compare it to.
Yeah.
But it was nice like trying to like learn how to songwrite on your own, so you could learn your strengths and weaknesses and have the courage to like go to the rest of the band and be like, hey, can you help me with this? Or like, yeah, you know, that kind of stuff.
You guys have obviously known each other since forever, you know. Three of you are related to each other and, you know, basically related to each other, all of you being old family friends as well. When did you guys decide you were going to start making music together?
3.5 years ago-ish?
Yeah. Right.
What was the thing that set it off? Did you just decide one day we're going to make a band, or were you mucking around with instruments? How did it kind of happen?
Kristen Control from the Dum Dum Girls, she like put out a thing where she was looking for kids to like perform with her at an event called Girl School LA, and us and like 5 or 6 other kids, we just like played on stage with her like four covers, just like after 2 weeks of practice or something.
Nice.
It was kind of a mess, but we got to play the best Coast and Karen O.
Oh my gosh.
To like have that experience, and we kind of just wanted to take it a step further and learn instruments on our own and like make music together again.
I wanted to know a wee bit about the songwriting, because as you said, you've all done it individually, but when you hear it on the record, it really sounds cohesive and it all really fits together. But you can definitely hear your own voices as songwriters on the tracks. For each of you, do you sit down and try and write a song, or do you kind of have something happen and you think, I need to get this out and turn it into a song?
For me personally, I feel like if I try to push something out, it doesn't necessarily work. It kind of just has to happen naturally, which sometimes is kind of hard because it's like I want to write about a certain topic, and if I try to force it too much, it just does not work.
It doesn't sound right.
Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, for me, writing songs is just kind of however it comes, because sometimes I'll have like a melody idea, or I'll just be like messing around on piano or guitar or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. Sometimes the lyrics are first, but I don't know, it varies.
For me, I think that a lot of it is when I need to get like a feeling out, like fine and why. It was kind of like because I had these like bottled up emotions that I needed to get out, or I needed to write about it. Or like Racist Sexist Boy, I felt like we really needed to write about that topic because I was angry about it.
Mm.
Or sometimes I'll read a book and then that, sometimes that makes me write a lot.
For me, when I first started writing songs, I would sit down with a guitar and try to like figure out how it worked and like how you actually do it. So at first I would try to like force, I would try to just like mess around and write a song and be like, okay, cool, I did it. But lately it's been more about like inspiration, like from school or mm-hmm. from situations, or I don't know, just like it's everywhere. And I agree, you can't make it happen. And I feel like we've all been pretty creative lately, which is helpful. So
that's a good feeling when you feel like, okay, we're in the right mood, we're in the headspace for it at the moment. And it must be nice when you're trying to write on your own to then always know you've got the band to come back to bounce your ideas off for or try things out. Especially when you were talking about Racist Sexist Boy before, that's a song that, I mean, you can feel the anger, but also it's such a fantastic tune that's resonated with so many people. What's the response to that been like?
It's been really supportive. Yeah, people have been really nice, and we get like a lot of emails or like messages on Instagram or just things like that that are saying like, oh, thank you for this, you know, like you really inspired me, or thank you, like I can definitely relate to this and this is something I needed, or messages like that, and it's really cool that we get those. But it's also really sad that so many people can relate to it.
Mm.
Right, because we basically, the song is trying to spread awareness of the situation that happens all the time, but a lot of people feel like they can't speak up about it, or they feel like their story doesn't matter. And that's not what, I don't know, that's a really difficult feeling.
Music's really good for helping people get out those big feelings. It's kind of like what you were saying before, Eloise, about when you've got, you know, something you just need to get off your chest. People who listen to music as well, you know, that's why we listen to music. We want to feel things that relate to us and to our lives, or take us outside of our lives. I wanted to ask you, Bella, about Cuantas Veces, because that's a beautiful song. Tell us a wee bit about writing in Spanish for you.
The reason, I guess, why I decided to write that song in Spanish was because I'm not very good at sharing my emotions, and I thought that was like a way that I could do it that still felt like personal in a way, and I wasn't completely like, you know, like if you can look up the lyrics, it's easy to figure out what it means, but like it just felt a little bit more like intimate and like personal. You know, I grew up speaking Spanish. I'm just gonna write a song in Spanish. But yeah.
I wanted to ask you guys about some of the incredible bands that you've had a chance to play with or will be playing with. I know you're going to be heading off on tour with Jawbreaker, which is awesome as. But you've also played a show in the past with Bikini Kill. That must have been pretty cool. How has the whole experience been from seeing some of these people who I presume are, you know, idols for you as well, react to your music? It must be pretty surreal.
Yes, it's so cool to see that they know who we are and that we've become a part of their scene and world, kind of, you know? Mm. Like, we grew up listening to Jawbreaker and Best Coast and Bikini Kill, and now we know them and we've played shows with them, and that's definitely surreal and unbelievable.
What would you say to other people who are, particularly people around your age as well, who are thinking, how do I do this? Like, how do I get started? Because it can be quite a scary thing if you don't know where to start with, like, writing music or picking up an instrument. Do you have to have lots of skills before you do it? Do you need to, like, know how to write a song? What would be your advice?
Go for it.
Just do it.
Don't worry about, like, if you don't know how to play your instrument or you don't know how to write songs. Just do it. And
because you'll learn.
Yeah. Like, when we first started, we were terrible.
And the only way to learn is by doing it. So
that's true.
As long as you're having fun and you're doing it with people you love, that's all that matters, you know? When you wanted to, but since we're all growing up together, I guess I'll grow up with you.
Lean on each other when we need some extra.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.